Deliberations are beginning on Capitol Hill over the Senate Republicans' tax plan. The bill released late last week differs in big ways from the House GOP proposal, but also has some similarities. Ben Castleman is a business and economics reporter for The New York Times who has written about the winners and losers of both the Senate and House versions. And Ben joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
President Trump and GOP leaders in Congress have been saying that their proposed changes in the tax system would benefit the middle class. But who does better under the current Senate proposal? The middle class, the rich, or the super rich?
Yeah, so I mean, that's an interesting distinction, right? This has been sort of repeatedly pitched as a middle class tax cut. I mean, I think the first thing to acknowledge here is that most groups, sort of most income groups, would receive a tax cut under this bill, but not every individual would. And so there are a significant number of middle class taxpayers who would actually get a tax increase under both the House and the Senate versions of this bill. Both bills would be very, very good for the very rich. What's interesting is in both bills, but especially in the Senate bill, a lot of people who are kind of upper middle class or affluent or kind of the near rich, a lot of those people would probably suffer under the Senate bill in particular, would pay more in taxes, whereas then again, the sort of the very rich, the super rich, would almost certainly get a substantial tax cut.
Well, let's focus in on the super rich. President Trump said that he would close the carried interest loophole, saying that this was a giveaway to hedge fund managers. So help us here. What is carried interest, and who does this benefit?
This is this loophole, as it's usually described in the tax code, that allows some investors, especially in private equity, to get their income taxed as a capital gain, which of course is taxed at a lower rate, rather than as income, which is taxed at a higher rate, especially if you're a high earner. It doesn't affect necessarily the most people in the tax code, but it's sort of one of these cases that has really drawn attention as kind of a clear case where rich people are able to pay less.
And what's the latest on that? Is that changing in the process, or is it no change at all?
It's very much a work in progress. That the House bill would change the treatment of carried interest in some situations, and so it would limit how widely that carried interest loophole could be applied, but it wouldn't get rid of it completely. The Senate bill in its current version doesn't do anything to carried interest, but some Republican senators, including Chuck Grassley, have indicated that they intend to address that as it goes through the committee process. So we'll sort of see where that stands in a few days.
Now, according to your analysis of the Senate plan, it seems like more people in all income brackets would see tax cuts as opposed to increases. Is this really a bad deal for the middle class?
I think the thing here to understand is the American taxpayer is a very diverse group. And so it is certainly true under most analyses that the sort of broadly defined middle class would on average pay less under both the House and the Senate bill. But that on average obscures a lot beneath the surface. And so if you live in a high tax state such as New York or New Jersey, you might well lose out. If you have a lot of children, depending on your income, you may pay more under this bill. And so sometimes we, you know, focus on these big broad averages, but there's a lot beneath the surface. And sort of in our analysis, as much as half of middle class taxpayers would pay more under the House bill in 10 years. Under the Senate version, about a third of middle-class taxpayers would pay more. So that's a substantial number of people, even if sort of on average they would pay less.
Can we throw out for a second who wins and who loses? Is a tax cut, any kind of tax cut, when we think about the national debt and so many other issues, a good idea?
Well, so I think that you have to distinguish between collecting less in total tax revenue and then changing the tax code. There are certainly plenty of arguments for why the tax code as it exists is not very well designed. That's a separate question from sort of a broad-based tax cut in which everybody pays less. There are a lot of economists out there who would suggest that right now is not necessarily the time when the economy most needs a tax cut, that when the economy is doing badly, when we're in the middle of the recession or whenever we enter the next recession, that a tax cut would make sense. But that right now, actually, the economy is doing relatively well. The unemployment rate is down to 4.1%. That there isn't the same sort of need for a tax cut to stimulate the economy as maybe there has been at other points in time.
Ben Castleman reports on business and economics for The New York Times. Ben, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.